上一期我们拆穿了艺人公司的泡沫。
Last time, we exposed the bubble of entertainment companies.
结论很明确。
The conclusion is clear.
现在市面上热炒的 99% 都是假的。
Currently, the most popular products on the market are 99% fake.
那问题来了。
That's the problem.
如果 99% 都是假的，
If 99% is fake,
真的到底该长什么样？
What exactly should it look like?
今天这一期我们就来回答这个问题。
Today, we will answer this question.
很多人有一个误区。
May people have a misconception?
觉得一个人用 AI 干三个人的活，效率拉满。
I think that one person using AI to do the work of three people is very efficient.
这就是艺人公司了，不对。
This is the artist's company now.
这叫超级兵，不叫艺人公司。
This is called Super Soldier, not an artist company.
你想想。
Think about it.
原来一天写一篇文案。
Originally, I wrote one article per day.
现在用 AI 一天写十篇。
Now, write 10 articles a day with AI.
你的收入确实高了。
Your income has indeed increased.
但你的商业模式变了吗？
But the business model has changed.
没有，没有，你依然在出卖你的时间。
No, no, you still sell your time.
只不过单位时间更贵了。
However, the unit cost has increased.
你停下来，收入就停。
You stop and you stop your income.
你生病了。
You are sick.
公司就关门。
The company is closing down.
这不是公司。
This is not a company.
这是给自己找一份。
This is for myself.
没有社保。
No social security.
没有同。
No intelligence.
但工作量翻了三倍的活。在专业的维度里。
However, in a professional context, the workload has tripled.
真正的艺人公司本质上是一个人通过智能体构建起来的虚拟组织。
A real artist agency is essentially a virtual organization built by a person using an AI.
注意这个词。
Pay attention to this word.
虚拟组织。
Virtual organization.
你不是一个人在干活。
You are not alone in this.
你是一个团队的指挥官。
You are the commander of a team.
写代码。
Write code.
有写代码的智能体。
There is a code writing AI.
做图。
Drawing.
有做图的智能体。
There is an entity that can draw.
分析数据。
Analyze data.
有分析数据的智能体。
An intelligent entity that analyzes data.
你的工作不是自己上手。
Your job is not to learn by yourself.
是管理这些智能体，分配任务，验收成果，迭代指令。
To manage the allocation of tasks and the acceptance of results for these agents.
你从球员变成了
You have changed from a player.
教练从生产者变成了
The coach changed from production.
系统拥有者
System 10 live.
那这件事要成立
This needs to be true.
需要什么前提
What are the prerequisites?
第一个前提，你得是一个合格的 CEO。
The first prerequisite is that you must be a qualified CEO.
很多人觉得一个人干所有的活最难，其实不是，最难的。
It seems that doing all the work by oneself is not the most difficult thing.
是不干活。
Don't be lazy.
你得能定战略。
You need to be able to formulate strategies.
这个项目值不值得做？
Is this project worth doing?
你得能做决策，两个方向。
You need to be able to make decisions in two directions.
走哪一个？你得能承担。
Which one can you afford?
结果亏了怎么办？
What to do if you lose?
这些东西 AI 帮不了。
These things won't help either.
帮你。
You?
只能你自己扛。
Only you can carry it.
而大多数人一辈子都在做执行层。
Most people spend their entire lives in the executive layer,
从来没有被训练过做决策。
never trained to make decisions.
突然让他当 CEO, 他连第一步该干什么都不知道。
He suddenly became the CEO, but he didn't know what the first step should be.
第二个前提，你得能拆解岗位。
The second prerequisite is that you must be able to break down the job into its components.
这比当 CEO 更难。
This is harder than being a CEO.
一家公司需要什么岗位？
What positions does a company need?
产品经理干什么？
What do product managers do?
技术干什么？
What are you doing?
运营干什么？
What do you do?
每个岗位的输入是什么？
What is the input for each position?
输出又是什么？
What is the output?
交付标准是什么？
What are the delivery standards?
你得把这些东西全部想清楚。
You need to think about all of this carefully.
才能把活派给智能体。问题是，一个人通常只在某一个领域深耕过，一个程序员。
The question of delegating tasks to intelligent agents is that a person usually specializes in one field.
他懂产品吗？
Does he understand the product?
一个设计师。
A designer.
他懂营销吗？
Does he understand marketing?
你连岗位本身的能力模型都搞不清楚。
You can't even understand the basic capabilities of a job.
你怎么能让 AI 去干这个岗位的活？
How can you let AI do this job?
这本身就是一个极高的认知门槛。
This is itself a very high threshold for career development.
第三个前提，也是卡住所有人的一道坎。
The third premise is also a stumbling block for everyone.
得有能胜任岗位的智能体存在。
There must be an entity that can perform the task.
不是那种能陪你聊天。
Not the kind that can chat with you.
帮你写周报的智能体。
Smart body to help you write weekly reports.
是真正能独立完成一个岗位闭环工作的智能体。
It is a truly autonomous entity capable of completing a complete job cycle.
他得知道这个岗位的流程，得能判断。
He needs to know the process of this position so that he can make a judgment.
什么叫干好了？
What does finished mean?
什么叫搞砸了？得在某些环节比你更专业。
What does it mean to be in a certain stage and be more professional than others?
现在有吗？
Is there any now?
没有，现在的大模型能力集中在内容生成和信息检索。
Without the current capabilities of large models concentrated in content generation and information retrieval,
离独立上岗还差得远。
Still far from independent work.
你把这三个前提往现实里一套，就知道为什么。
Why do you say that you can deck three of these into reality?
我说
A said,
现在没有真正的艺人公司了。
Currently, there are no real entertainment companies.
现在看到的所谓艺人公司本质上是什么？
What are the so-called entertainment companies that we see now essentially?
是一个有某项专业技能的人用 AI 把自己的效率提了提。
A person with a professional skill uses AI to improve their efficiency.
强的地方更强了。
Your strengths are even stronger.
你弱的地方还是弱。
What are your weaknesses?
不是艺人公司。
This is not a talent agency.
这是一个偏科生在。
This is a specialist.
单打独斗。能力有上限岗。
With a limited ability to compete independently.
岗位有盲区。
There are blind spots in the job.
智能体又不成熟。
Smart but immature.
这三座大山压着真正的艺人公司。
These three large mountains are the headquarters of the real artist company.
现在不可能出现。那未来的方向在哪？
What about the future direction?
一个是智能体本体。
One is the body of the agent.
简单说，就是你把自己专业能力、判断力、经验封装进一个智能体。
In simple terms, you are encapsulating your professional ability, judgment, and experience into an intelligent entity.
让它脱离你。
Let it go.
你可以独立运行，24小时为你创造价值。
You can independently operate for 24 hours to create value.
你睡觉，他在工作；你休假。
You sleep, he works, you take a vacation.
他在赚钱。
He is making money.
你从价值的生产者变成了价值的复制者。
You have become a replicator of value rather than a producer of value.
这个我们会单开一个系列做硬核拆解。
We will create a series of in-depth analyses.
另一个是超级个体。
Another is a super individual.
这条路和智能体本体不同。
This road is different from the body of the agent.
你不是复制自己。
You are not a copy of yourself.
你是组建一支纯 AI 的数字化团队。
You are building a purely AI-based digital team.
你是指挥官，智能体是你的士兵。
Are you referring to the commanding AI as your soldiers?
你不需要什么都会。
You don't need everything.
你只需要知道怎么调兵遣将，这两个方向都很深。
You just need to know that both of these directions are very deep.
今天不展开。
Today is not a good day.
后续各自单独成系列来讲。
Subsequently, each program will be presented separately.
最后我还想讲一个最根本的问题。
Finally, I also want to talk about the most fundamental question.
我们整个社会对一人公司的理解。
Our entire society's understanding of entertainment companies
从一开始就跑偏了。
It went off course from the beginning.
你去看看现在各地的一人公司扶持政策，补贴给的是谁。
Go and see what policies and subsidies are being provided by entertainment companies in different regions now.
搞 AI 原生产品的。做硬核科技的。
For those who are hardcore tech people and want to develop AI native products.
好像你做的不是高精尖。
It seems like you're not doing high-end work.
就不配叫一人公司。
It doesn't deserve to be called a talent agency.
然后呢？
Then,
一定要进园区。
You must enter the park.
一定要租工位。
Must rent an office.
一定要被纳入统计口径。
Must be included in the statistical scope.
不进园区，政策跟你没关系。
It has nothing to do with the policy of not entering the park.
这不就是拿着工业时代的模具。
This is just using the tools of the industrial age.
在套数字时代的新物种。
Are we a new species in the digital age?
真正的艺人公司。
True artist agency,
它的生命力恰恰不在园区里。
Its vitality is precisely not in the park.
不在那些光鲜亮丽的 PPT 里。
Not in those flashy PPTs.
它可能在义乌帮小商品老板做 AI 选品的工作室里。
He might be working in a studio where AI is used to select products for small business owners in Yiwu.
在一个小县城帮餐饮店做线上运营的出租屋里。
In a rented room in a small county town.
在一个退休老师傅。
A retired teacher.
用自己几十年的行业经验。
Using decades of industry experience.
加 AI 工具接单的书房里。
In the study, there is a room with AI tools for taking orders.
这些事不高大上，不性感，上不了新闻。
These things are not significant, not interesting, and not newsworthy.
但他们解决的是真实的。
But they are solving real.
具体的问题。
Specific questions.
他们能养活一个人。
They can support one person.
一个家庭。
A family.
这才是技术应该带来的东西。
This is what technology should bring.
不是让精英更精英。
Not to make the elite even more elite.
是让普通人有机会。把眼光从园区挪开。
To give ordinary people the opportunity to shift their focus away from the park.
看向更广阔的真实市场。
Look at the broader real market.
那里才有 AI 时代一人公司真正的土壤。
That's where the real soil for AI near a talent company exists.
这个序列就是想把这件事聊明白。
The purpose of this sequence is to clarify the matter.
下期开始，我们会一个一个扒开那些被媒体吹上天的明星艺人公司。
Starting next time, we will systematically expose the celebrity companies that have been hyped up by the media.
看看他们到底是怎么被包装出来的。
Let's see how they were packaged.
感兴趣的话，
If you're interested,
点个关注，我们一个一个来。
Let's follow each other one by one.